Hello and welcome to A Diary of a Business Owner with Harley Minter, a podcast that provides valuable and insightful information to inspiring entrepreneurs, small business owners and individuals interested in entrepreneurship. My name is Harley Minter, a 17-year-old business owner who has been in the eye of the media for many years after opening my first company in 2016 and now to this day having owned three successful companies. This podcast is created so that I can tell my story and allow us to grow together and break the barrier of being in a 9-to-5 job. Whatever you hear in this podcast, please keep to yourself. Hello guys, and I'm joined here today with Lewis Walker, owner of Tune Radio. Lewis, introduce yourself.
Hello, I am Lewis Walker. I own Tune Radio for the past year now. And we are looking at becoming bigger and better.
Becoming bigger. Very interesting. What inspired you to start Tune Radio and how did you come up with the name?
So, I'm going to be frankly honest. I'm not the original owner. The original owner closed down Tune Radio. When he closed it down, he handed all rights back over to whoever then. So then I thought, you know, I'm going to take over. I'm going to buy the domain. I'm going to buy everything that I need to do to have Tune Radio, which I have done. So, like I said, I'm not the original owner. But I've took over now and it's becoming better.
What sort of things are you doing to make it become better? What's different? What's changed?
So, what's changed? So, I have bought a website, which is currently undergoing with the development team, which should be up and running within the next 2 weeks. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So, the domain is bought, and my management team for the website is also done. So when I get that call, the website will go through what colors it's going to be, how we're going to make it stand out, and how we're going to get more people to view it. It's going to have the little padlock on the corner of the website, so it will be safe for people to put their details in. But otherwise, we're going bigger and better.
Perfect. Here's your opportunity to plug Tune Radio right here, right now. Can you tell us about the different genres of music that are played on Tune Radio?
Okay, so when I do my shows, believe it or not, we don't stick to one genre. I go and the team goes all genres in one show. So at the beginning, I might kick it off with a bit of 80s. Bit of Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Tina Turner. I always love the song Proud Mary, so she's always in there. Stick Season, we always throw him in a bit there, a bit 2023. We're just waiting for new music and new artists to come out in 2024. We play a bit of the 90s, we go back to the 50s sometimes. So it's mixed. We have a mixed variety. We go from slow start to a big ending with the big tunes, the dance tunes, the rave tunes, you name it, and we've got it.
How big is the team here at Tune Radio?
So, the team. So, including the website developers and the assistant, the Zemlot. So we're a fairly small team, but we make it work. We're looking to get bigger. We're looking for people to apply, which applications will open soon, which they will find on my TikTok and Instagram.
What's your TikTok and Instagram?
So my TikTok is x.lewis, so L-E-W-I-S, 2X, and my Instagram is x.lewis1x.
Perfect. Would you say Tune Radio has a unique selling point? If so, what would it be? What makes you stand out from the crowd?
So what makes us stand out from the crowd is we're a small team. We do things different. We do things bigger. And we make things louder.
Perfect. That sounds really good. How do you choose which songs and artists you're going to feature on Tune Radio?
So, funny enough, we don't pick. So, say, for instance, Joe, our other presenter and DJ, he'll have a list of songs and he'll go, right, I'm going to do them songs. And he'll do them songs. But I'm looking at getting a few artists to collab with us. I'm not naming names because nothing's finalized, but we are looking into it.
Would you say it works better with you letting your own DJs choose which music they're going to play?
Yeah, because if I start taking control over everybody's show, they'll start thinking, oh, he's controlling. He's this, he's that. But if I let them do what they want on them shows, as long as them songs are obviously appropriate for the radio, then I don't have a problem. As long as they do different genres, a bit of dance, a bit of 80s, stuff like that, let them crack on.
Yeah, what's the different shows that you have at Tune Radio?
So, we have the breakfast show, which sometimes I do if I'm up, which I am up most of the time now, so the breakfast show will start at 8 all the way through till 10 a.m.
Yeah.
That is 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. And then we have the drive-by show. Sounds funny that, but you know, we're going to come up with some new names for the shows. So the drive-by show is mainly for when you're driving home from work or you're going on a road trip, you're traveling from one end of the UK to the other end. You never know where people are going.
Yeah.
So that starts at 5 and that finishes at 7. And then I'm back on at 8 p.m. till roughly around about 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
With the evening show. And then on the weekends, it's the exact same layout, but instead of the evening show, it's the Tune Weekender.
Beautiful. Got to end up on a weekender. It's a classic. What would you say the kind of behind the scenes programming side of things is on your behalf? What's that process like?
So the behind the scenes and the programming, it's very
difficult
to talk about.
Would you say it takes a long time?
It takes a long time and it's very difficult to talk about.
Yeah.
Because if we give too much away about our behind the scenes and the programs that we use and how we program it, other people then might get the idea and take it, which later on I will give tips on how to start your own radio station.
Yeah. Would you say that's what you pride yourself on, the way you program your shows?
Yeah, the way I program, the way I run, and the way I communicate with other presenters and artists.
Perfect. Are there any local artists or bands that you promote or support on Tune Radio, or any that you want to support or promote?
So, I do want to start promoting Mazza. He's from Liverpool. 44C, also from Liverpool. They're the main two I want for now, because everyone's in love with their songs. I have supported a band in the past when I was the podcast manager over on the Old Tune Radio when it was owned by previous people.
Yeah.
Named Calico Music. It's a small group band from down south. They're now traveling around the world doing music. They're going into schools, showing kids what it's like to be a band and what artists can do.
Yeah, do you see yourself promoting more bands as you go along to expand your business?
Hopefully so, yes. Hopefully.
Yeah, how do you engage with your listeners and what kind of feedback do you receive?
So the feedback, I do receive quite a good feedback. So I get people messaging me, oh my God, I absolutely love this song. I take song requests. I go live on TikTok when I'm DJing so people can listen there and on the radio. And they come back to the live and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. I absolutely love it. Can you play this? And then they just love it. And obviously, if it wasn't without the listeners, I don't think Tune Radio would be here.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that TikTok's helped you to promote your radio station?
Yeah, TikTok has promoted quite a bit.
Would you say that's the highest social media platform that you've had most feedback from?
The most feedback from, yes, and also Instagram. Instagram's a little bit less, but the feedback I get from there is also fabulous. Like,
yeah. What are some of the challenges you face as the owner of a radio station?
The challenges, so people trying to come and try join the team and try take over the whole entire thing. That's one of the main challenges. Also, main challenges if the website or the host for the radio station is down.
Yeah.
Which that can be quite challenging to try rush it and get it back up.
Yeah.
The biggest challenge is finding staff, finding the right people that I know are going to be shy at the beginning, but they're going to branch, like they're going to grow like a tree where they spread the branches, like they become amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Where they grow with Tune Radio, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
One question I have for you. Are there any memorable moments when you were with Tune Radio?
Yeah, my favourite part about the whole entire Tune Radio process, this is going back to 2022, 2021,
yeah.
Is when I interviewed Calico Music. That was my most memorable moment with Tune Radio.
Yeah, speak to me how you got that, how that managed to come to life.
So the previous owner, or one of the owners of Tune Radio, came to me and went, I have this great opportunity for you. There's a band. I've been in contact with the manager, the name Calico. It's a small band from down south. Would you like to do the podcast? And I said yes, without hesitation. And then, obviously, I kept in contact with Calico and their manager to arrange dates, times. And yeah, it was literally one of the best. And hopefully, Calico may make a return.
May make a return. Oh, a little bit of a teaser there.
We have been in talks.
I guess you can't say any more on that at this moment in time, can you?
Sorry, no.
Oh, well, that follows me on quite nicely to my next question. What are your future plans or goals for Tune Radio?
So my goals is, again, to branch, become bigger and 10 times better than what we was. my goals are to get more artists, more presenters, maybe an advertisements team. But my plans also are to go further in 2024. I'm not going to say too much about the plans because they are quite big in what I have in mind.
Are they? Are they? I mean, I look forward to seeing those plans. Finally, final question that I ask everyone. What advice would you give to someone who wants to start their own radio station?
Oh, so as we mentioned earlier, so tips on how I started and what I would give to someone. Be confident. Be energetic, like myself. Be everything. Be you. That's my main advice. Be you. And to start your radio station, we started off on Zello, which is a radio station hosting but around the world. It's a great place to start. But I highly recommend, and I also highly recommend Play It Live and Rocket Broadcaster. Very reliable. I've only ever had one issue. But hopefully other people take these tips on being themselves and hopefully make their own radio station.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lewis. I'm going to give you the ability to plug Tune Radio one more time with all the social media platforms, the website, all the information. Off you go.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the domain to the website, which isn't up yet, but it's going to be tune-radio.co.uk. My TikTok, where you'll find me live every day and also live doing the radios, is x.lewis2x. The name that will come up on the TikTok is Lewis Ashford. Because obviously I don't share my real name on TikTok. Only certain people know. And over on Instagram, where you'll find my real name, Lewis Walker, you will all know, is x.lewis1x.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining me today, Lewis.
Not a problem.
Cheers.
Thank you for having me.